Quinn play instrumental for you? Yeah, go ahead.
Way to begin the last segment of our service tonight with the old rugged cross. We'd like to turn the service back over to the Bowers, and I believe one of the songs they're going to sing during this time is Beulah Land. They were talking about it downstairs, and I'd like to dedicate this song to my mom. This is her favorite, Beulah Land. So Bowers, you come and sing until about 15 to 11 or so. I mean, it's 15 to 12.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
Is it all right if we kind of climax it with Beulah Land? Is that okay? Okay. Come on up, Mom. I would like to start out with this alto on some Christmas music on the soundtrack and incorporate a little bit of this melodica. We've always enjoyed novelty instruments, and this is one that when Mr. Ken Heater was not able to go with us to our December programs in the schools, I had to fish out something that would take the place of a trumpet. Well, I'm not a trumpet player by a long shot, but this was stored under our bed at the house, and so we got this out, and I believe it worked. It wasn't like a trumpet. It was sort of like a substitute, but I enjoyed playing it, and it's a little Christmas music, an arrangement here. We haven't had a lot of Christmas music tonight, but we'll just have this one Christmas song, and then we'll have some more good, I hope, some more family music, round up some of these folks up here. And we'll do some more. Well, let's see what we got here. What's next, but I do know there's three or four or five numbers coming up, and the order will just leave up to Miss Flowers here. Trombone, if you believe, okay, who's, are you going to do this, Bethany? You going to sing If You Believe with us? Talk about substituting. Bonnie's substituting for Bethany tonight. Right? Okay. Anything's liable to happen. I read about how Paul and Silas were in jail and no one there. Nobody there would go their bail, but when they prayed, they found that God was on their side. That jailhouse door swung open wide. If you believe, you shall receive trouble or care, the Lord can't relieve. You must believe.
nobody thought that there was any hope for him. But all night long, those lions never took a bite. God took away their appetite. If you believe, you shall receive. Trouble or care, the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. All you gotta do is just trust and pray and believe. You must believe. When David stood before the giant with his sling, Goliath laughed. It's such a beauty, little thing. But David knew his faith in God would stand the test. He flung that rock. God did the rest. If you believe, you shall receive. Trouble or care, the good Lord can relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. All you gotta do is just trust and pray and believe.
Jesus with his grace again. Okay, Timo? You want to help us out?
Here comes Jesus with his grace again. Just about the time I need it. Makes me feel so very ill. Seeing how I mistreated. For every time I think I find journey's end, or full of honor, and I should be a goner. There's Jesus with his grace again. Okay? And you stay right there with your accordion, if you will, and let's see if we can't get through a number here. You know, I feel kind of funny every time I play this thing because it never comes out the same way twice.
It's kind of like trying to play a snake, I think. And then you never know. You never can predict what they're going to do. What was that song? He's so good to me. God is so good. Let me hear your A flat, see if I'm... Okay, let me hit me a chord and I'll try to find it, okay? What is that? Well, that's what some of us get on our report cards. You're very kind. All right. So, act up here, too. She's a do it all. And then I believe we'll have just about just enough to sing that song, Sweet Beulah Land, with Bonnie and Leah. And we'll do that for you. I hope if he's used to these tapes or not, playing with a tape on that. Sooner or later, it's coming, though, Conrad. You'll have to do that with us. Let's see what we got here. Now than then, pushing and shoving and crowding my mind. Lord, for my sake, just teach me to take one day at a time, one day at a time from you. Oh, sweet Jesus. Tomorrow may never be. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad.
goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal.
I'm looking now,
across the river,
where my faith
will end in sight.
There's just a few. Then I will take my heavenly flight.
Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand.
I just want to mention a thing or two before Kermit comes up to have a time of prayer. It's getting almost 1986. We mentioned a while ago the Friends of Israel, the publication that we get once a month. We got this in the mail today from them. And I just want to mention a few things about this. It says here, if you have everything but Christ, you have nothing. If you have nothing but Christ, you have everything. It shows a billfold there with a $100 bill showing and other money in that billfold. It shows there the keys to a Mercedes-Benz car. That really spoke to me when we got that out of the mail today. You may have everything, but if you don't have Christ, you don't have anything. But if you have Him, you have everything. Everything that you need, not only for time, but also for eternity. I thought also of some verses in the book of Philippians, the third chapter. That says this. Paul says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I know 1985 holds some things that we need to forget. Some of the trying times that we might have had. And Paul says here, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul says, this one thing I do. You know what, tonight, if you and I do one thing well, we've accomplished something in life. This one thing I do, forgetting the things behind, reaching forth to those things that are before, keep pressing on the upward way. In the bulletin for tonight, I wrote one stanza of higher ground. The fellow who wrote this poem here, Brother P.H. Combs, his wife is in the nursing home right now, been there about 3 years. She doesn't know him, she doesn't know me, she doesn't know anyone. But you know what her favorite song is? She used to take piano lessons, and she has played that piano right there. I've gone to their home many a time, and on the piano would be the songbook. And it was open to page 304, Higher Ground. That's why I guess the Lord impressed on me to write this one stanza of this song. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. I trust that'll be our aim this year that's coming up in about 10 minutes. Our prayer, our aim should be higher ground. The Lord has one of the things is our Good News America revival in April with Brother T.H. Harding, former pastor at First Baptist Church in Hazard, who is now in Portland, Texas. He's going to be with us April the 21st through the 27th. All that 1986 has for us. Some of us gathered here today, tonight, may be in heaven during 1986. The church may be raptured out in 1986. Or it could even be raptured out before midnight tonight. One thing about it, that's the blessed hope. This is the thing that keeps us going. Brother Kermit is going to come and maybe take some prayer requests and lead us in closing prayer. I answered the phone in there a while ago. Happy New Year, all the way across the Pacific Ocean, from Hawaii. Brother Kermit and Charlene's daughter called a while ago from Hawaii, wishing them Happy New Year.
Some of you lead us in prayer and take some prayer requests for us. He's not with us anymore. But in looking at 85, some of the people that did not start 85 as members of the church are now with us. So it gives us mixed emotions as we look back. But yesterday is gone forever, and tomorrow may never get here. So what we have is now. We are faced with the uncertainty of the next few minutes. We have Brother Lester Parsons still in the hospital in Juliet, Illinois. And I understand he has been moved out into a room. He's no longer in ICU. And he certainly needs our prayers. We have Ms. Barker, Ms. Anna Campbell, Brother and Ms. Sutton. A number of our people are in need of prayers. We want to not only remember them tonight, but to continue to remember those about us that we know of and try to not forget any that are in need of prayer. Because surely prayer is our communications with God, and God answers prayers. God is in the business of answering prayers and thus saving souls. And if we could look at 86 and do what we we can do to keep in the will of God, to pursue, to be busy doing the things that God would have us to do, ever in prayer, I think we can again see continued growth here in the church. We're not interested in growth for numbers, but we are interested in growth because it represents people saved. Do we have some prayer requests this evening? Yes, Tom. Okay, Tom, certainly. Others? Anything at all before we go to prayer? We've got about 4 minutes, so if you have something you'd like to share with us, feel free. We're all friends. Yes, sir. Okay. So let's pray that God's man will be raised up to take this job as pastor. Okay. We have Ms. Barker and we have Ms. P.H. Combs in the nursing home. So we have a number of folks over there that we know and in many cases are loved ones. So let's do remember those that are in the nursing home. Okay, and unspoken. Okay, and unspoken from Ms. Lori Rao. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Skaggs. Okay, if you would. Our Lord and our God, again, Father, we come to Thee in prayer. And Father, we ask that You look upon us and continue, Father, and again forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings and forgive us, Father, of our many failures. And Father, we humbly give thanks to Thee for answering our prayers, for the blessings that You bestowed upon us, for, Father, the very life and breath that You give us. And we give thanks to Thee for this. And Father, for all the things about us that have happened that are good, we thank Thee. And for all the times, Father, that we should be somewhere doing something and we're not, in Thy name, we humbly ask, Father, that You forgive us. And Father, above all, we ask that You give us the wisdom and the ability and the help that in this coming year we can be found at all times, Father, doing Thy work and giving Thee the praise and the glory. And Father, we come to Thee tonight as we begin the new year with prayer request, the unspoken request. The request, Father, for those that are sick, that are shut in, those, Father, that are away from us, those, Father, in the nursing home. We ask, Father, that You show Yourself in a special way and bless them and be with the family, Father. And, Father, we ask that You be with the pastoral needs in the church and in the area. Raise up the man, Father, that You would have for this work and cause him, Father, to be there. And, Father, give those that are there the strength and the ability and the willingness to help. Seek him out. Place him there, Father, and support him. And, Father, we thank Thee for these that were able to be with us this evening and for the joyful noise they rendered unto Thy name. How we enjoy it and how we thank Thee, Father, for giving them this ability. And how we thank Thee, Father, for allowing us to be here to share in it. We ask, Father, that You continue to bless them and be with them in their ministry. And in this coming year, Father, be with our pastor here in his ministry. And be with, Father, this church as we renew our commitment to Thee. That in all that we do, Father, we're able to give Thee the praise and the glory. And, Father, we ask that as we now look and face the new year, that we allow You to lead us, Father, through it. And that, Father, wherever You lead and the way You lead, that we truly be followers. This we pray and ask for in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.